Hi there. The word for you today is the cost of a God-given dream. In Philippians 3 and 8, Paul writes, I have suffered the loss of all things. Stop and listen carefully to what some of the people around you are saying. Many of them express regret because they backed off from their dream earlier years. A career not pursued, an opportunity left unseized, a relationship allowed to wither and die. And decades later, they come back to it and think more about it. But for some, the truth is it's too late. They can't achieve their dream now at any price. And for others, the dream is still possible, but the price is much higher. In his book, Put Your Dream to the Test, Dr. John Maxwell writes, and I quote, going after a dream is like climbing a mountain. We will never make it to the summit if we are carrying too much weight. As we enter each new phase of the climb, we face a decision. Do we take on more things to carry? Lay down things that won't help us climb? Exchange what we have for something else or stop climbing altogether? Those are the questions. Most people try to take too many things with them. When successful people climb, they let go of things and start changing them in order to reach a higher level. The payments required for reaching a dream never stop. The journey continues only if you keep paying the price. The higher you want to go, the more you've got to give up. The greater the price you pay, the greater the joy you feel when you finally reach your goal or your dream. Someone said a task without a vision is drudgery. A vision without a task is daydreaming, but a task with a vision is the pathway to victory and achievement. Think about it.